a huge sorry that we didn't make it. We are probably equally as disappointed as you are, and even more so because we really wanted to give this to you. But stick with us, because it's coming. It's coming very soon.
Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, The Bold Tackle. We are your hosts, Sophie Howard and Oliver Howard, and we are ready to tackle bold topics in sport,
highlight the women football industry,
and speak about the unspoken.
If you are ready to get an insight into what really goes on behind the scenes, join us on our journey and listen in
to The Bold Tackle. Hi and welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, The Bold Tackle. The day after, Soph, how are you feeling?
Still disappointed. I'd lie if I said I left it on the pitch. Yeah, still very disappointed because we were so close and I think we deserved to win the game. In the end, we didn't. I'm still proud of the group, what we've achieved in our FA Cup run, but right now I think the disappointment and frustration outweighs everything else.
Yeah, we've spoken about it in previous episodes and we said how close you were and that it was a possibility, and we'll analyse the game a little bit in a minute, but you saw that you and the team, you did have chances, and at the end of the day, if we look at the first 90 minutes, obviously Tottenham had a couple of chances, but there was one big mistake which maybe cost you the final. It's always a team that loses and a team that wins, but it was one little moment of not 100% concentration or misjudging a situation, and it's a shame because you could have got there.
Yeah, by no means are we blaming anyone, because we're in this together. We win together, we lose together. It is that frustration, because we could have, not easily, but we could have certainly won this game in 90 minutes. We could have probably gone ahead with more goals in the first half. And probably should have killed the game off, but should have doesn't get us anywhere. In the end, it is what it is. We can't change it. But the biggest thing is that we move on together as one.
Let's start from before the match. What were the thoughts? Did you really believe you could make it?
Absolutely. We knew we were going into this game as underdogs. I read a few things, and fortunately I can separate what I read and then kind of how that influences me on the pitch. But it seemed like Spurs was already mentally in the final. Yeah. And I think you saw that in the first half, that they absolutely underestimated us.
Especially in the first 15 minutes, there was a lot of the players were nerves on Leicester's side, and Tottenham seemed just a little bit more present. But that all changed after your goal in minute, 12, 13, 14, 15. You could see that Leicester was really starting to believe, we're going to do this, we're going to make it.
The thing is, we all know we've got the talent in the dressing room to make this happen, to win games. We just also know we have to perform on the day, because we're only strong as a collective. We're not a team where individuals can pretty much run the show and win us a game. That's not who we are. And that's not who we want to be either. Yes, I think potentially at the beginning there were a few nerves. But we always knew we could get into this game. And we certainly did believe. I think maybe at the beginning that didn't show based on the nerves, but we certainly believed from minute one. It just took us some time to get into it. But as you said, once we scored that goal, I think the first half we completely dominated. Of course, Spurs also had chances, but that's a game of football. You always concede chances, and most likely you always create chances. But I think the first half, we were very dominant, and that gave us a real belief for the second half, which unfortunately, we didn't, succeed in.
What was the talk about in the second half? I'm not sure what you can say and what you can't say, but can you talk about maybe the emotional state of the team at halftime?
We were obviously delighted that we were up 1-0, and we were quite proud of how we had played and also how we'd almost killed off that first half. Compared to previous games, I think we realised that in this moment in time, we didn't have to go and break more lines and play risky passes. We could also just kill off the half and maintain that 1-0 lead going into the half. I think before the coaching staff even came in, we'd, as a team, discussed solutions. We'd obviously realised what was working well, and we were encouraging one another to keep doing that. We also saw things that we potentially had to improve. And what was crucial is we had the players that were on the bench, the squad players and the game changers that were in that change room, come and sit us down or come and sit with us and discuss solutions, what they saw from the sideline. So it was a real sense of togetherness, whether you were playing or not. Together we were trying to figure out solutions and encourage one another to do what we were doing well anyways.
How did you perceive the second half? Because I had the feeling you felt pretty secure and fully focused. Maybe give me your answer before I say more.
I think my reflection is we conceded too many counter-attacks. We should have been better in stopping those counter-attacks because that was their only weapon in the second half. However, I did feel very much in control. Even when we didn't have the ball, we defended with control. Sometimes you just have to allow Spurs in that case to have the ball, but you know you're set up that they won't break you down. They won't create clear-cut chances. Sometimes that's just how football works. I certainly felt in control the whole game, in a sense of even if we didn't have the ball, even if Spurs was on top, we knew what we were doing. We knew we had to ride a wave. We also knew the first 5 minutes of every half, Spurs is excellent. They come and score most of their goals in the first five, but especially in the five after the halftime. Our analysis team had come in at halftime, told us that. Make sure you win your battles in the first five, and then you calm down and let the football do the talking. And that was our, I guess, emotional mental game plan going into that second half.
I think it worked well.
Yeah, it did. It did, and I think that's why it's so frustrating, because everyone had worked together, whether that was coaching staff, players on the pitch, players coming and changing the game, players that couldn't make the squad based on injuries. We were all in it together. Analysis team coming down and giving us that information, and it all seemed to work so well, and we just couldn't, I guess, finish it off.
I think the team was very tired, or I saw them as being very tired after minute 70, and this extra step or the extra fight to get there, especially like in midfield and also I would say the outside team, because they were Deanne Rose and Janice, they were running up and down the lines for the whole match. And I think you could see towards the end of the game, there was this little bit of energy just missing. And I thought that was very sad, because you could see that they still wanted to make those runs forward. They still wanted to make those runs backwards. But the energy was just not full there. You could see that you're getting towards the end of a season, how that would have been probably been totally different just after the break, just after Christmas or at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think looking at the GPS stats after the game, the effort players put in for that game was unbelievable. You mentioned Deanne Rose, CJ Bott, the output they had physically was unbelievable. I do not know how they did that. The way we play is very physically demanding. I think there's many factors. I think you mentioned the stage of the season. But if you go into a game like that, you don't think about tiredness. This was the biggest game for us. However, you can't mask fatigue. That's physically, it just shows up and you can't really mask it. You can give it your all, you can still fight. But if there's an extra yard missing, there's an extra yard missing. I think what you can't almost say is that we didn't fight, because I think everyone fought until the very last minute. We just couldn't close the distances and the gaps quick enough. As I said, it's very physically demanding. I think coming off of international break as well is hard. We had 2 days to prepare. Physically, we've got people travelling. If you think about it, we've got Deanne travelling from Canada. We've got CJ Bott travelling from New Zealand.
You didn't see how with her, though. It's incredible.
She's an absolute mentality beast. You almost won't ever see that from CJ. That is her super strength. The how they do that with the jet lag, with the amount of hours traveling, I do not know. And that is credit to these players that have committed to this club and will do the travel, the international duty, coming back and perform the way they did. Fair play.
And something we should say at this stage is how proud the team can be to how far you got and how close you were to get to a final. I think it's not off the radar to get silverware one day with that type of mentality.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we showed that we're here to compete. We showed that we're so, so close. And we showed that we're a team that can play unbelievable football. I think right now, if I'm very honest, the disappointment and the upset outweighs the feeling of, or a sense of pride, because it's still so soon.
Understandable.
And so raw, almost. I think all the fans that travelled, and I don't know if you saw, but we had a huge amount of travelling fans at the game. They put on, I think it was 6 coaches that left at early hours of the day to come and support us. And they all said how we can be proud of ourselves, but how they were proud of us. And I think that's down to us fighting throughout the whole season. Given the last couple of months, the way this team still steps on that pitch and fights together is almost unimaginable if you're not in it. There was once again, a real sense of togetherness between the players, the staff, the team and the supporters. I'm really disappointed that we couldn't give them a final, because as much as I think as a team we deserved it, I think they deserved it as well for their unconditional support. But there's another year next year. And right now it's about going back to league action next week and making sure we finish off the season strong, because we've still got a goal to reach within the season. But right now, I'm really gutted that we couldn't make it.
Yeah, me too. I can tell you, it started in the minute 60, 65, 70 that I got my phone out and was on a flight website to see if I can get the flights over and how I could make it and when I would be there. Because it just seemed very realistic. Dad said, I've watched too many matches to do something like that. And there can always be a turn. And in this case, again, there was one. But you were very close. And just to say it again, you can all be very, very proud of that performance as well. Because it was not like you drowned in this match. It was one little mistake.
Do you know what? If we'd been battered and had no chance, I don't think we'd be disappointed. We'd probably
It'd be
easier. Disappointed with ourselves. Yeah. But because we performed well and we were so close, I think that's why we're so heartbroken, really. I think personally for me, I obviously knew what was at stake in a sense of potentially having family in the stands. That obviously makes it even harder now. But that's kind of just a selfish reflection, a selfish contribution. But yeah, it is disappointing. But as you said, we showed that we are close to silverware. Or we can be close if we just continue the journey and make sure we put in the hard work day in, day out. And hopefully then things will take care of itself.
Yeah. Let's talk about you a little bit. How did you find was your match?
I think I found into the game quite quickly. I got into it quite quickly. For me, it was different on international duty. I play on the right side. The club currently I'm on the left, which just changes a few pictures, but I think I managed that switch quite quickly. I'm currently feeling very in control of my performances, I think. I also do believe that it helped that I had a good run of games for Scotland, that I could come back and I knew what I was capable of. I don't think there was anything outstanding within my performance. I think my performance is always, it's good when it's solid. It's good when it goes unnoticed. You don't want to stand out as a centre-back, because that means you're not performing well.
Or you scored. But I would totally agree. That's something I would say. You seemed pretty confident and confident in your ability yesterday, and to see some of your passes with left and right, they were pretty solid. Was it a penalty?
I absolutely believed it was a penalty. Are you talking about the shout, like the actual call against me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not understand how that can get called against me. Like, I'll have to watch it back. In my eyes, without having seen it again, I go up for a clear header. I get pushed in the back and sandwiched. And then she calls a foul against me. That's why I was absolutely raging. I probably called her all sorts of names.
What's your message at the end of the episode for the fans and for the team and for you in future?
I think for myself, I'd almost say I'm proud of my performance. I'm proud of myself, the consistency I'm currently bringing. I'm proud of the team, how we stepped onto that pitch and performed the way we did. Physically, mentally, technically, tactically, everything. Because as I said, how we are managing to step on that pitch and produce what we're doing with everything is actually out of this world. And I think people would only understand if you're in this situation. And the message to the fans is, first of all, a huge thank you that they supported us throughout not only the whole FA Cup run yesterday, obviously, but throughout the whole season so far, and hopefully that continues for the next couple of weeks. A huge sorry that we didn't make it. We are probably equally as disappointed as you are, and even more so because we really wanted to give this to you. But stick with us, because it's coming. It's coming very soon.
And today, to end of the episode, we said we'll get the whole team in if you did make it. But I think it would be nice to hear some messages from the team as well. So here are the messages from the team, and see you again next week, Soph.
Yes, everyone. Thanks for listening again. Good to see you again, Ollie. Unfortunately, I won't see you in a couple of weeks, but I will see you in summer. And let's finish strong. We've got a couple of weeks to go. Yeah, what's your feelings about the game?
Yeah, of course, very disappointing about the result, because I think we could have done better, or we should have gone to the final, but that's how football is. And we fought the whole game, but unfortunately it was just not enough.
I'm really proud of the girls. I think we went out there, gave it everything that we could. Disappointed with the result, but yeah, we made history, and it was great to see the girls playing out there in front of such a big crowd and all of our fans that came.
Really proud, especially in terms of the club. It's history made, and the girls went out and put a massive performance on. Hopefully everyone's proud of themselves, and I think we deserve the win. But we bounce back, and there's always next season to get to final.
Obviously, I'm gutted that we lost, but for me, it was a good experience. I've never got that far in the FA Cup before, so a proud moment for me.
I think it was a really big game from us, from everyone, not just chaos on the field, but also the staff and the players around it on the bench that they came in or didn't come in. I think everyone gets just 100%. And at the end, it was the disappointing result. Yeah, we were so close. And yeah, it's really hard to take the positive of it, but I think we can be proud of ourselves.
I'm very proud of my team. For us, it was a massive thing this year, and we have an amazing cup journey. Of course, we are a little bit disappointed with the result, but I'm very proud of my team.
And what's your message for the fans?
Thank you so much for the support yesterday. We heard them the whole 120 minutes long, and yeah, we really have amazing fans, and I can't wait to spend the last four games of the season with them.
It meant a lot. You could definitely hear them out there, and because there were so many Spurs fans, it was really important to have fans for ourselves.
Oh, I really want to say thank you to them. They are massive for us, and they were like so many, and we can't hear them on the pitch, so thank you so much.
You guys were great. It was just a nice feeling to see so many of you there, and I remember, like, after the game was over, I was really like emotional, and then I was fine, but then we walked towards you and I saw all of you, and it just hit me again, because I also wanted to win this game for you. You are great, and we need that, and please come to the next tickets.
Just to say thank you for everyone for coming, and we heard you very loud since the full game, the full 120 minutes, and yeah, didn't go unnoticed, so thank you.
Just wanted to say that we were incredibly grateful for your support. It was really
incredible to you all there. And obviously we're disappointed we couldn't get the result for you, but hopefully if you stick with us and turn up for the rest of the season, we can hopefully go out with a bang. Thank you so much for your support. It honestly means the world, and we're so happy and privileged to have you guys supporting us and cheering us on each game.
I think it's just a really, really big thank you, because it's been incredible since I arrived here in Leicester, and over more than a year, how I can tell it. Yeah, you did an incredible job, always by our side, through thick and thin. And thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We hear you in every single game. And I think you can't put it in words how much this means to us.